So the Far From Home, the new CD, you made that and released it with Mother West Records, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's in New York City.
Yeah.
How did the two of you end up in New York City?
Well, it's funny. Claire and I ended up going from city to city to city with each other without having ever planned it. You know, after high school, we said our goodbyes, and we thought Claire was going to go to school in Massachusetts, and I was going to school in Pittsburgh. As things turned out, Claire ended up going to the same school that I was going to, and so we spent our undergraduate together. And then Claire always graduated early. She graduated from high school early, graduated from college early. She's just like, I'm done with this. I'm
going to get out of there.
I stayed because I was in the orchestra, you know. Didn't want to give that up too soon. So anyway, so she's done with college, and she moves down to Baltimore, Maryland, the same time I was finishing up my undergraduate degree was in cello performance, and I really messed up my back towards the end because I was just playing way too much, and I was under pressure, and I wasn't taking care of, you know, attention, habits, all this stuff. So then all of a sudden I was like, well, I can't. I had to take some time off playing, so I couldn't do graduate auditions and things like that when I wanted to. So I thought, well, heck, I'll just go down to Baltimore and join Claire. Our dad was living there then.
I was in art school, actually, at the time.
Uh-huh.
I studied philosophy and psychology and then art and psychology again. Now I'm doing music. But anyway, go ahead.
So we ended up in Baltimore together, and then, you know, I never planned to stay there very long. I ended up there for 6 years, just for various reasons. But during those 6 years, I began teaching music. I sang with the Baltimore Symphony.
Wow.
Because I wasn't playing cello, but that's as close as I could get to him to stand behind him, you know.
Right.
But that was a great experience, and I started loving that. And I don't know, I just, as I was teaching, and I'm encouraging all these middle school, high school kids to not be afraid to make music a choice in their career path, you know, not to be afraid of it, that you can make it, you know, it's a creative choice, but you can make it. A lot of the kids are taught that, oh, no, musicians are poor. And no, we don't want to be poor, so we'll finish up our classes here that are, you know, required of us and then forget it. But I wanted to encourage them otherwise. And then as I'm encouraging them, I was like, you know, I'm really passionate about this. I think I'm going to do it too. And, I mean, music was already my career. I've really done nothing but music in various formats, but I just went up to visit a friend of mine who ran a regular gig in New York, and I always got his email, so I was like, I should go. I should just take a trip up there and see him. And that night, I went to see his show, and I met a bunch of other songwriters, and then he said, why don't you stay in town for a few days and go to these open mics? He told me a couple open mics that were popular. So I go to those, I meet more people, I start finding myself mentioning to everybody that I'm a cellist, not a songwriter, but a cellist, and saying, hey, if you ever want cello. And of course, Damien Rice was really popular at the time, and and all kinds of folks were using cello. So all of these songwriters just wanted, they really wanted cello. So I found myself on stage really fast up there all the time. It seemed like I would show up at a venue and set up in the corner of the stage, and every songwriter would come and go, and I would still be there.
Right. Is that how you hooked up with Mother West? They saw you performing on the cello?
No, that came a lot later. The guy that I originally went to see, his name is Scott Peterson. Unfortunate name because of the killings in California.
Yeah.
Not the same guy. His rock band was on Mother West, and he told me about Charles, and he said he's a real great guy to work with. But we actually started not on a label. We started this album by scraping together the money we had, and we actually went down to Baton Rouge and recorded. Half of the album was done there. We had planned on finishing it there, but because of things going on that were out of our control, we had to kind of quit midway through. And we weren't able to really get back on it for a little while because we had to raise more money. And that's when Mother West came in, and we finished all of the tracking and ended up mixing there And that we weren't on the label at the time. We just went in because Scott's like, this, you know, I like this studio. I like this guy. I trust him. And we were just ready to go. So we went with that. And it was, it turned out to be a good thing. We developed a relationship with who was at the time, the engineer, Charles Newman, runs the Mother West label.
Right.
And eventually, as he got to see us perform more, and there's a lot of excitement about what we were doing, we found that that was a good way to go.
Yeah.
To be on the label.
Well, having support, any support is great support, right?
Yeah.
Anybody that can help fly the flag, you know, that's a good thing.
Right.